Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll explore the profound message of hope in the face of grief. Join us as we delve into Paul's teachings on faith, death, and resurrection. The Bible verses for today are found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest, who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep.
Friends, Paul begins by addressing his audience with a clear purpose. He doesn't want them to be unaware about those who have fallen asleep. Now, when Paul talks about falling asleep, he's not referring to a quick nap or a good night's rest. In biblical terms, this is a gentle metaphor for death. Paul's using this language to soften the harsh reality of loss while also hinting at the temporary nature of death for believers. Why is Paul so concerned about their awareness? He wants to shape how they approach grief. He's not saying don't grieve. That's a natural human response to loss. Instead, he's encouraging them to grieve differently than those without hope. For Paul, the key to this hope-filled grief lies in a fundamental belief that Jesus died and rose again. This belief transforms how we view death and loss, infusing our grief with hope and expectation. In his message, Paul distinguishes between two types of grief responses, those with hope and those without. This distinction is crucial to understanding how faith shapes our approach to loss. For those with hope, their grief is tempered by the belief in Jesus' death and resurrection. They mourn, yes, but with an underlying assurance that death is not the end. This hope stems from their faith that just as Jesus conquered death, they too will experience life beyond the grave. On the other hand, those without hope face grief with a sense of finality and despair. Without the belief in resurrection, death appears as an insurmountable barrier, leaving them to grapple with loss without the comfort of a greater purpose or future reunion. The key difference between these groups lies in their belief system. Those who have faith in Jesus' death and resurrection approach loss with a perspective that extends beyond this earthly life. This belief doesn't eliminate grief, but it transforms it, infusing it with hope and expectation of eternal life. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of hope for believers. This extraordinary event, where Jesus conquered death and rose from the grave, provides a powerful assurance of life beyond our earthly existence. For those who have faith, this belief transforms their perspective on death and grief. When we truly grasp the significance of Jesus' resurrection, we begin to see death not as an end, but as a transition. Just as Christ rose, we too have the promise of rising with him. This hope doesn't eliminate the pain of loss, but it does infuse our grief with a profound sense of purpose and expectation. Believers can find comfort in knowing that death is not the final chapter. The resurrection of Jesus offers a glimpse into God's power over death and his promise of eternal life. This belief impacts how we grieve, allowing us to mourn with the confidence that we will see our loved ones again in Christ. Now let's consider the practical implications of Paul's teachings in our daily lives. How can we, as believers, approach death and grief with hope? First, we can remind ourselves of the promise of resurrection. When we lose a loved one, we can find comfort in knowing that death is not the end. This perspective allows us to grieve, but not as those without hope. Secondly, we can support one another in times of loss. Paul's message encourages us to come alongside those who are grieving, offering comfort, and reminding them of the hope we have in Christ. This can take the form of a listening ear, a helping hand, or simply being present. Lastly, Paul emphasizes the importance of prayer for those who have died in Christ. We can continue to lift up our departed loved ones to God, asking for his mercy and rest upon them. This act of prayer not only honors their memory, but also reinforces our faith in God's promises. As we reflect on Paul's teachings, we are reminded of the profound comfort that faith can provide in times of loss. Our belief in God's infinite mercy offers a soothing balm to our grieving hearts. We find solace in the knowledge that those who have passed away are now resting in his loving embrace. This faith-based perspective doesn't erase our pain or negate our grief, but it does offer a beacon of hope in our darkest moments. It reassures us that death is not the end, but rather a transition to eternal rest in God's presence. For those who are mourning, this belief can be a source of strength and peace. It allows us to grieve with hope, knowing that our loved ones are in God's care. This comfort doesn't come from denying our sorrow, but from embracing our faith and trusting in God's promises.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in moments of loss and grief, we come to you seeking comfort and strength. Help us remember the hope that Paul speaks of, the hope we find in your Son's resurrection. Let us grieve, but not as those without hope, for we believe in the promise of eternal life with you. Strengthen our hearts and fill us with the peace that comes from knowing our loved ones are in your loving care. May our faith in your infinite mercy carry us through, and may we be a source of comfort to those who mourn. In Jesus' name, amen. Goodbye, friends, and thank you for our time together. May God's blessings be upon you always. Share this message of love and faith with friends and family, and let his light shine through you in all you do. Blessings to you.